Welcome to Season 11 of the Tips for Homeschool Science Show, where we're breaking down the lofty ideals of writing and science into building blocks you can use in your homeschool. I'm Paige Hudson, and today we're going to chat about how you can decide whether or not you should use a lapbook or a full notebook page with your student. Let's dig in. Lapbook or notebook? Notebook or lapbook? It's a question we hear often at Elemental Science because we offer both options with most of our programs. The truth is that neither one is better than the other. Both are fantastic ways of recording what your student has learned through notebooking. But there are differences between the two, and there are situations where a lapbook might be better than a notebook for your student. So, in this episode, we're going to chat about the differences between the two and give you a few questions to help you decide which one will work best in your homeschool. I have used lots of lapbooks and lots of notebooks in our 15 plus years of homeschooling, and it's no secret that I much prefer these two formats of notebooking over those comprehension worksheets I used to love. But before I share those questions to help you figure out which one is the best for you, let's review what the two are. So remember, a lapbook is an educational scrapbook that fits into the lap of your student. A lapbook usually contains a collection of related mini-books on a certain subject. Each of these is then glued into a file folder for easy viewing. Plus, you can also include pictures or projects that the student has done over the unit. One of the main benefits of a lapbook is that the student only needs to record one or two facts in an interesting-looking mini-book, so there's less white space for them to contend with. On the other hand, a notebook is a full sheet of paper. It can be pre-printed, it can be lined, it can be blank, but it's a full sheet of paper that the students use to record what they're learning. A notebook page will provide the space for the student to include both the material and the visual component on one side. Remember that the material component of notebooking contains the information that they've learned, whereas the visual component contains the picture or displays the concept that they've been studying. One of the benefits of using a full notebook page is that it allows for plenty of room for the student to record what they have learned. In other words, notebooks are perfect for recording all the facts that the students found meaningful. So, now that we understand what the two are, the lapbook and the notebook, how do you choose which one? Well, I prefer to use both. In our homeschool, I know, it's clear as muddy water. Seriously, though, both lapbooks and notebooks have a place in my teacher toolbox. That said, I use these couple of questions to decide whether or not I'm going to use a lapbook or a notebook for a science unit. Number one, how proficient is my student at writing? So, a student who's barely writing might find all that white space in a notebook intimidating, while the student that writes a lot will be limited by the space that's in a mini book. This can be a good thing or a bad thing. So, take into consideration how much your student likes to write, how much they're capable of writing, and if it's on the lower end, then go with a lapbook. If it's on the higher end, then go with a full notebook page. If they're somewhere in the middle, help them out and edge them towards the notebook. Number two, how long do you have to spend on the unit? If you've only got a few days or maybe a week or two, then maybe a lapbook would be your better option because you can cover more ground and it's quicker to complete. Whereas if you're spending a whole semester on a subject, you might get bogged down in all that the lapbook has to put together. And a notebook might be a better option because you'll have so many sheets and so much stuff, you can keep them all together in one place in a notebook. So the amount of time you have for your unit will kind of help you to determine whether it's better to use a quick lapbook or a full-size notebook. Number three, how old are your students? In my experience, younger students tend to gravitate towards lapbooks over notebooks, while older students seem to prefer the freedom that a notebook provides over a lapbook. Now, there are exceptions to every rule, but generally, younger students do better with lapbooks, older students do better with a full notebook. And the fourth question you can ask, which do you or your student prefer? Because in homeschooling, we get to ask that question. There's exceptions to every rule, If you or your student love lap books, you should try to use them as often as possible, no matter what their age or writing ability may be. And the same goes for notebooks. So how proficient are your students with writing? How long do you plan to spend on the unit? How old are your students? And which do you prefer? Those four questions can help you decide whether to use a lap book or a notebook. Both of these use notebooking, so you'll reap the benefits of this method of writing no matter which one you choose. One may fit your student better or your time constraints better. So ask yourself those four questions and choose the best tool for your family. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week playing with science. Did you know that all the programs at Elemental Science use notebooking? And many of these have both a lap book and a notebooking page option. If you're looking for a science unit that has both a lap book and a notebook, you'll want to check out our Science Chunks series. This series puts you in charge of your science studies for the year. You can pick and choose the units you want to study and the ones that interest you and your student. Plus, with two levels of reading and writing, you can incorporate the whole family. Visit elementalscience.com to learn more.